So today we're talking about manifesting. Anybody want to manifest anything? Yeah, anybody up for that? You want to create something fabulous in your life? You've been waiting, perhaps. You've been working at it, and you're ready for it to come in. All right, we're gonna work the steps today. So I want to make sure that we won't be using this for a little while, but just want to make sure everybody got a handout when you came in if you wanted one that has the steps to manifestation. So if you don't, just raise your hand and Mike will bring one over. All right, so I want to start with some examples of manifestation. You can just keep your hands up if you can until you get your hand out. Thank you, Mike. A few more on that side, it looks like. All right. They've manifested, right? Okay, we're done here. So I was thinking about different examples of master teachers around the world, different beings that have helped us see what could be manifested through a human being. And sometimes it helps to stretch ourselves to go to the seeming miraculous examples to allow us then to recognize that I too can do this. As Jesus said, you can do this, right? You can do this as well. Whatever it is that I do, these things I do, you will do also. So when we stand, you know, in awe of somebody raised from the dead or healed in the moment, and we think, well, that's okay for Jesus, but that's certainly not something I could do, look out. Because as you work the process of manifestation, you will be delightfully surprised at what you can do. So I was thinking about Sai Baba. Anybody ever hear of Sai Baba? Yeah. So Sai Baba, the most recent Sai Baba, was he made his transition in 2011. And he used to produce out of the palm of his hand something called vibhuti. Vibhuti is a sacred ash or a holy ash. In India, it's considered to have healing properties. It can bring abundance. It casts out lower energies and opens us to higher energies. And so he would produce this out of his palm, give it to people. Often people will put it across their forehead. So this is like a really sacred substance that he was able to just manifest. And manifest, by the way, the actual root of the word manus, hand, comes from the hand, and to strike or to open up, right, to receive, not strike necessarily in a violent way. But you think of Moses striking the rock, right, and then with his staff, and then the water flowed, which flows us into another example of St. Anthony and St. Paul that I mentioned earlier when we used this blessed water that came from St. Anthony's monastery in Egypt. St. Paul and St. Anthony were both guided separately to go out into the desert and to live as hermits and just to be in prayer and meditation. Now, I took this journey on a big bus from Cairo, and it takes 4 hours to get out there. And they just wandered out into the desert and found a place as they were guided to do this. And did you ever notice that when you need something and you suddenly realize you don't have what you need, sometimes it just shows up? So you can imagine if you're going way out in the arid eastern desert, what would you need more than anything?
Water.
And there it was, water flowing. Water flowing. Now, I went to two different tours with two different monks, one at the St. Paul and one at St. Anthony. They both said that water miraculously flowed from a rock. There's also a geologist who says there's a natural spring, but deep in the desert of all places. Today, even, the monks at both of these monasteries are supplied with an abundance of spring water, pure spring water that continues to flow. There's a slide here. It shows one of the monks that gave us our tour on the left. In the middle, you get an idea of how arid it is, how dry the earth is from every direction you can look. We hiked up to St. Anthony's cave, so we were up high, and you could see in every direction just how dry the earth was. And then there's another picture of that water that flows out through the rocks. So these are examples of manifestations. You know, think again for a time that maybe you didn't have something or you perceived you didn't have something and you showed up and maybe somebody you were meeting had the very thing that you needed or it was already there, it was already provided for you. These are examples of manifestation. We don't always think of those things. And sometimes we only think of something solid that we manifest, right? That it has to be something that's in the physical. But it's in the physical realm that we're talking about. So it can be an experience that we're manifesting, an experience that we have. And what comes out of that manifestation, all those feelings that arise that you two just sang about, what arises in our hearts, joy, gratitude. It's like a palpable thing that people can feel and experience in our presence when we have manifested something that brings us joy, something that brings us gratitude. So there's a lot of ripple effects to what we create when we are in this co-creative process. And there is indeed a process to follow. One of the things that you could think about is maybe the creation of something artistic, the creativity that moves through you to create something. Maybe it's a painting or a poem or a song or a dance or a movement of some kind, or, you know, all those kinds of things. You may not, some of us don't think of ourselves as artists for whatever reasons, but you are an artist. And if nothing else, you are a spiritual artist who is making art in the world by what you manifest. We manifest our dreams. So if you think about how that process can work sometimes when we are in a creative process, that creative process could be, by the way, writing a report at work. It doesn't have to be just, you know, a painting or a dance or a poem or something we classically think of as art. It's all creativity, right? And have you ever had that experience where it just seems like you were an open channel, an open vessel, but it wasn't you who created it? Have you ever had that experience where something just seems like it flowed through you? I had that years ago at Unity of Columbia. We had a women's retreat, and we made drums from the raw materials. Somebody actually got animal skins, and they were stretched and treated, and then we had these wooden frames, and we made these drums. And then each of us not only made our own hand drum, but then we painted something on it. And I felt guided to paint what felt like my animal totem, which was the wolf. But I'm telling you, I did not paint this. I just had paint on a brush and a drum in front of me, and this appeared. Yeah, like I don't make art like that myself. But the one through us does, right? And so when we are in those spaces, it's like a lot of times what people say about our labyrinth. It's like once it was there, it's like, oh, wow, this was always there. We tap it, you know? It's like we tap it. We tap the access point. And that which wants to arise arises out of the invisible realm into the visible. It's a beautiful, powerful thing to behold. And if you really think about it, you can point to zillions of different examples in your life of things you have manifested, of things you have witnessed, of things you have known about. And so for us, it's just about accessing, right? Remembering who we are and what we are able to do as co-creators. It is what we came to do. So let's start with manifest. What is manifest? Here's a very simple dictionary definition: to make evident by showing. To make evident by showing. So it shows up in some way. It's made evident. That's the manifest. But there's also, it's worth looking at a kind of similar definition about faith. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. So what it is that's behind that showing up, that thing that is showing up for us, that is being made evident in a manifestation, is that power of faith underneath it. The faith itself, something we cannot see, but an evidence, a kind of knowing, right? Now, this is where a lot of people get tripped up in the manifestation process. So that's why I thought I'd just go ahead and we'll meet it head on. Let's talk about the power of faith for a moment, because a lot of times people will tell me, well, I just don't manifest very well. I just don't have enough faith. Well, the truth is, you have a full measure of faith. We all come in with all the faith we could ever need. We have these 12 powers within us that Unity's teachings teach us about, these openings, these, like the chakras. They are powerful energy centers, but we have that full power in us. Whatever it is that we need, faith, love, understanding at any given moment, wisdom, all of those things are available. It's just about accessing it. It's just about opening to it. So how do we do it? Well, first, I think it's helpful for us to think about the two energies that are constantly dancing within us and to begin to understand what they do and when one is needed more than the other. Or maybe we're overbalanced in one or underbalanced in another. And so it helps us to begin to work with these two. I talk about them a lot, probably a lot of spiritual things that you tune into bring up this idea that we have masculine and feminine energy within us. We all have it, regardless of our gender identification. We all have masculine and feminine energy. And these two are always dancing within us. But we especially behooves us to be aware of them when we are in a conscious process of co-creation, of manifesting our desires. So let's take a look at how they work and what they do in a very basic way. The feminine is the opening, right? This is where we open to all that is. We open to the truth of who we are. We open to the allness of God, the allness of spirit. We open to the essence of who we are, the divine essence of who we are. So there's just an opening to the presence, to the power. We start to feel it, right? All of that happens through feminine consciousness. So the co-creative process always starts with the feminine. And then there is a perceiving that the feminine also does. And you probably know how you perceive spiritual information, how you receive, how you get insights. Maybe you tend more to hear things, so there's like an inner hearing. Or maybe you get visuals, you tend to inner seeing. Or perhaps there's just a knowing, like suddenly you just know. Or maybe you feel it, or some combination of any of these, right? So how it is that you dance with the information that spirit gives you, with the insights that spirit gives you, that's the perception, that's the process of perception. Then once we kind of have a sense of what we're getting at, the masculine affirms it. The masculine claims it. Masculine energy is really what brings it out, right, into physicality. It acts, it speaks, it claims. It's that kind of energy that moves out. So you can imagine if we're always just in feminine energy, well, it's really wonderful and nothing gets done, right? And if we're always in masculine energy, we might be like, okay, let's get a plan. We got to have the goals and the objectives and who's going to finish this and when are we going to do it? And, you know, we need that energy too, but that can be a little overbearing, right? And a little tiring. If we only run on masculine energy, then we're only running on, you know, there'd be a time when we run out. And guess what happens when we run out or when we're starting to feel tired? We go back and refill, right? All of our prayer chaplains know this so well. Going back to the well of prayer, going back to that place of meditation, opening again, perceiving again, opening that door. And so we can't do that too many times. We can't go into that feminine energy too many times. It's something that refills us, but we want to dance with both of them. So then the feminine receives, right? Receives both the gift of that which we are manifesting, but also we get into that receptive energy that trusts, that allows. And then the masculine acts. So we might receive guidance. Then the masculine part of us goes out into the world and does. Okay, I think we got it. You probably already had it, but hopefully that's helpful. Some people are going. We're good. All right. So I want to move us into a process to allow you to kind of move through the steps, and then you can take that handout home if you want to work with us a little bit more. You can keep working on the same thing you're manifesting, or you can manifest something new, whatever it is that you want to do. So I want to invite you to get comfortable. And just close your eyes if you wish. And let's start with some grounding, just bringing our attention down to the soles of our feet. You can imagine that, like the trunk, like the roots of a tree, that the energy drops down through the soles of your feet, deep into the earth. And as you're looking or perceiving, you might notice that they just, as you pay attention and the energy moves downward, that it moves further downward, deeper into the earth, maybe spreads wider as well. And so we just want to breathe in that energy, which is like the fertile soil of the earth. It's grounding, it's Mother Earth, reminds us that we're supported and that we're bringing forth something new. You might imagine it like the Vibhuti, but a volcanic ash, a sacred earthy ash that makes fertile soil. And so bringing some of that energy then up through the roots of the earth, through imagining it moving through your feet, filling your legs. You might even feel a little heavier. It's just grounding, rooting energy. And then maybe around your navel, you want to just let this energy sit in a grounded space. And now we'll move up to up above the crown of the head and imagine opening up the crown and receiving the light, receiving the divine light. Letting it flow in through the top of your head, down through your face and neck, back of your head, your shoulders, rolling down through your hands, your arms, out through the palms of your hands, down through your chest and back, your heart, your abdomen. And that light moves all the way through your being. You can let it go all the way through once again, the soles of your feet, even into the earth. And we bring it back and allow these two energies to intermix within the heart. The energy of groundedness, of renewal, of new life, and the energy of infinite possibility that the light represents. So now just breathing into the heart. And thinking of something that, as you breathe into the heart, that makes you smile. One of the really helpful things to imagine is something like a baby animal. Most of us can smile at a baby animal without anything else coming into play. If it's your own pet that you think of, there might be some issue with your pet. So just letting something really pure come to mind, to heart, that makes you smile. And in this space, then, let's bring forth our intention. What is it that Spirit would want us to manifest now? Perhaps a desire we already have in our hearts, just becoming aware of it again. And as you begin to dance with Spirit in this intention, let's move to its already manifested state and see with your inner eye what that looks like. What does it look like when this dream, this idea is already made manifest? What do I look like in that state, having received? And what does it feel like? Imagine that it's already here, that it's already arrived. What does it feel like for it to have been already manifested? Maybe you hear something, some words from the essence of who you are, your divine self, echoing. Or maybe you hear something in that manifested state. Or there's something to know. Just opening up all these ways of perceiving. And then give thanks for whatever you've received so far. Now let's turn to asking for help. Asking Spirit, help me manifest this desire, this dream. Help me bring it into visibility, into manifestation, into felt and experienced reality. Remember, ask and it is given. So we ask. Now I invite you to affirm. So if you can put your desire into a very short affirmation that is already, it's already done, or it's present tense, or past present tense. So I am, perhaps, is the beginning of your sentence. You want to speak that affirmation to yourself. You may want to write it down. You're beginning to make it firm. You're bringing in that masculine energy that helps you make it solid on terra firma. That's what affirmation does for us. Brings spiritual truth into lived reality. And again, you may want to give thanks for whatever you've received so far. Finally, we just want to move again into our receptive state. Maybe breathing into the heart, feeling the openness of that. Being in that position of trust. To know that we will receive exactly what we need, the very manifested essence of that which we are calling forth, the physical reality of it. Perhaps we'll receive some more guidance to help us to get to that point. Maybe there's something to release or something we need to do. Trusting. Being in an open, receptive mode. And giving thanks now once again for whatever you have received so far. Knowing that it comes in the right time, in the perfect way. And after you have given thanks to all the help you've received, to the process, to the remembering of the power that you have, I invite you to bring your attention back into this space. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen." So whatever decision you have made by connecting with this idea, divine idea, by connecting with this desire of your heart, by opening and receiving something, it's a decision to say, I am moving into a co-creative process. You've already made a decision to move into a co-creative process. Now, at any point, you could say, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. Or you could block it. But if you want to move toward that thing, and you've already made that decision, just know the universe is starting to rally, to conspire to make it happen. So you are on your way to success, maybe just like that. Maybe just like sacred ash flowing from the palms of your hands. Maybe as soon as you walk out this door, if it hasn't manifested already, and maybe several whatevers down the road. It doesn't matter because there is no time. right? In truth, there is no time. Hard to wrap our heads around that, but it's true. And so just to know you've already done the initial work and you can go back to the process again and again and again. Now, many of us and many of you in this room have been on this journey a long time and you've done similar processes, but a lot of times we kind of forget the fundamentals. Anybody ever do that? So my hope is bringing it back, having something practical to follow, will allow all of us to move forward together in this manifestation process for whatever the highest and best good is for each one of us. And that we also will join together as a community and move together to manifest whatever is best and highest for our community. If you want to be part of an attraction circle right after this service, we're going to have a prayer circle. We've got mighty, powerful prayer chaplains here. Susan's going to lead us in that. And it'll be a fairly short circle, but an opportunity for us to focus on the community as a whole and what we're manifesting and attracting as a community. It's fun stuff, isn't it? Yeah. So here we are, making it happen together. I'm excited to see what we're going to come up with. So I invite you to affirm with me as we remember that we have this spiritual ability, that we remember that we are co-creators, and that anything truly is possible. Let's say it together. I have the spiritual ability to manifest anything. I am open to receive. So it is.